24 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to Air America Radio's Morning's Edition. We're sitting here with Art Spiegelman. We're going to take a call here. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone once again is Planet Push correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got out a spray can, and he's tagging the wall of sin.
Okay, good.
All right.
Lawton, today we're going to talk about the Bush administration's use of so-called journalist Armstrong Williams as a shill for their education policy.
Well, Mark, I would think that you, as a member of the media, would be applauding such a practice.
What are you talking about?
A lot of politicians give lip service to supporting independent journalism,
but
only the Bush administration's willing to pay good money.
I don't know
about
that.
Cold cash. The free market is never wrong.
I don't know about that.
Never wrong.
Excuse me, but Bush used our tax dollars to pay off Williams,
let me guess. I suppose you'd rather see your taxes go to other things. Graphic novelists, maybe, or underground cartoonists. You get that money.
How about feeding the hungry people, maybe getting them clothing? How about that?
Well, that's ridiculous. Armstrong Williams doesn't need to be clothed in that.
No.
He makes a perfectly good will. He just lives down the block from me. The man dresses impeccably. I should be clothed and fed that way.
Yeah. Thanks to our money, he's a well-paid street tranny, a whore who struts around dressed in journalist clothing, my friend.
English, Mark, please. Not polite to confuse your guests by using foreign phrases. If anything, we should praise the Bush administration for being so careful with our taxpayer money.
What are you talking about, Lawton?
In the past, presidential administrations try to pay off the journalists who disagreed with them. But Carl, the architect, drove innovation was to pay off a journalist who already totally agreed with Bush on everything.
Well, that way
he knew what he's getting paid for. You don't buy a pig and a pope.
All right.
He understands that. Listen, everyone's always whining about their tax money being wasted. Well, this is an example that put a precise and specific use that helps everybody.
Wait a minute. I hope you don't get mad at me for asking this, but I'm curious. Would you be a Bush shill for $250,000?
I certainly would not.
Wow. Good. See, good for you then. Good. Oh, no. What happened?
I did it for $100. I did a softball interview with Jared Hughes on the PAX Network for measly $100. I didn't know there was hundreds of thousands of dollars to be made.
Yeah.
I took the first offer they gave me. Mouth open, brain closed. Mama raised a fool.
All right. Well, buddy, it's okay. We all make business mistakes. Take it easy.
Need a new agent. I have inadequate representation.
All right. Don't we all? Yes, Lawton, don't we all? Take it easy, buddy, please. Okay, just pull it together. I hate feeling sorry. There you go. All right.
$100.
All right.
Those ain't euros neither. That's legal tender. Greenback dollars. That's what makes the world go round.
All right. Thank you,
Lawton.
All right. Thank you, Lawton.
God loves you. Deal with it.
I'll try.
All right.
Wow. I would think he'd want euros about now. They're worth more than greenbacks.